Hello, and welcome to episode 19 of The Wood Daddy. Yes, this week, back to basics, giving thanks to many people, and Christmas, it's cold. So let's get into it. So, yes, back to basics. I am finding that I need to basically go back to my basic skills and concentrate on them, which has just been highlighted to me, having recorded this podcast once and not switched on the microphone. Well, not switched on the right one anyway, so I could have sent this recording out to you sounding like a Dalek. So, here, right, back to basics. I will try again, and hopefully this is nice and clear this time, because I'm doing it right. Ugh. That is basically where my head's at the moment. I had a real crisis of confidence last week, and that's why I didn't put a video out, because I looked at my Mitosaur stand video, and as much as I enjoyed making the actual thing, the Mitosaur stand, and making it mobile, and the satisfaction of that in the sunshine that has disappeared, I took a critical look at the video and realized that it needs work. I need to go back to basics. And I think as well with the workshop, I need to go back to basics. So that's what I'm doing. I'm looking at the fundamental skills that I have, and be that with hand tools or using machines, and basically trying to iron out and get rid of fundamental mistakes that are coming from not having things in place at first. So that's ranging from the woodworking, i.e. getting things sharp, sharpening my chisels, to the machines, getting them sharp, but also keeping the planer thicknesser flat and throwing out that table saw that nearly bit me, and these sort of things. But also with the filming, I have been spending time in the last week looking at and improving my lighting and going back to basics with just getting color correction right and looking at my white balance and focal length and that sort of, if you're into that, you'll get it. If you're not, fair enough. But there's an awful lot to just producing a video that, if you do it, I'm sure you get and understand. If you don't, then sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. That's what it's for. But I also didn't produce a video last week because, as you can hear in my voice, I sound like...
We got it together, didn't we?
Basically, yeah, it rained like the flood last week, thunder and lightning, very frightening clap of thunder right overhead, took the phone out, and since then, and being kissed by a child, I've had snot, cough, and felt rubbish. And today I've felt a bit better, but that might be to do with it being so cold. Ugh, my word, -4 last night, and they're predicting -10 outside tonight. So I'm hoping that we have heating and hot water in the morning, but we have an outside oil-fired boiler, which does the lot. And if that freezes, which it tends to with the little condensation trap, that doesn't... It's a little thing that basically you can't stop freezing, and it's just outside of the whole thing. So brilliant. It freezes, switches the boiler off, and then the pipes freeze. Excellent. So I look forward to that in the morning. Hopefully it's not the case, but yeah, we'll see. So the workshop has been quite quiet, but I am looking at making some simple Christmas idea gifts or decorations, and hopefully if I wake up in the morning with some good ideas, I will write them down and then I will make them. Check back for those. But another part of the it's blooming cold is that actually our youngest daughter, or only daughter, our youngest child, is in the smallest room in the house, and it happens to just be on the wrong side of the house, and it is cold. We put a little radiator in there to make it warm. It doesn't work particularly well, and so we've put all three of them together in one room, in the big room, and hopefully they will be warm. But it is making me think, right, I can now get on with making that platform bed, and I think I will do that. So watch that space. If you have any good suggestions of other people that have made platform beds or any video links, then please send them through. I'd love to see them. And hopefully I can put some kind of original twist on it. But I've never made one before, so hopefully it will look the part and work and not fall down and fit and all the rest of it. So that's what's going on with the workshop and with Back to Basics. Now, if you've got this far, I am now going to give thanks to a couple of people and many, many others. First off, on the social media front, the chap, Mr. Wes Swain, I made contact with him today. And Wes, if you're listening, thank you very much for your patience and the bits of help. He has opened my eyes up to a few things, like the I Like to Make Stuff Facebook group, which I'm now part of. And he has a great little podcast, Making Geeks podcast, which he does with two other guys and interviews other makers, woodworkers. And he is a stay-at-home dad, so I feel your pain. And the joy of it, I have to say. And his website is geeksmithing.com. Geeksmithing.com. I can't say that. Geeksmithing.com. Is that enough, Wes? I hope I've thanked you for your time, Wes. It was brilliant. And I look forward to listening to the podcast and talking more. Another thank you. This is a bit of a thank you that's long overdue. Is Mr. Liam Charles. If you're listening, if you're on Facebook or whatever is out there, Mr. Liam Charles was on the woodworking course that I did in Acton in London more than 10 years ago now. And he was very kind and helped me with a job that I got myself into. A woodworking fitted cupboard job, but also he gave me a DeWalt power driver that you can actually see in some of my videos. I still have it, Liam. I bought new battery for it and it's been absolutely brilliant. And so thank you very much. I've never had the chance to thank you. And I have noticed that you've been liking things on Twitter and sharing and retweeting. It all helps. And I hope life is good with you. So get in contact if you have a minute. The other thanks goes to the many people out there who are thanking and liking and following on the various platforms. Twitter, I think I may have just hit 500 followers on Twitter. Woo-hoo! Who would have thought it? It's taken a little while, but, you know, little acorns and all that. And on Instagram, I clucked past 100 followers without even noticing. And I do enjoy using Instagram and post on there quite regularly. So have a look. And thank you for liking on there. And then on YouTube, I'm hoping to get to 100 subscribers. The lofty heights of 100 subscribers. I have 78. And thank you for subscribing. You've put up with my nonsense so far. I promise it will get better. But I'm hoping to get to 100 by the end of December. So if you know anybody who wants to watch a geeky dad make stuff in his shed, then send them my way. I'd be very grateful. But thank you one and all. This is hard work, my word. I am a stay-at-home dad. But trying to get the YouTube stuff off the ground and a blog, and that just not easy at all. Anyway, I continue. That leads me nicely on to, stay-at-home dad stuff. We've had birthdays this week, and we did bowling on Saturday with 12 children. And funny how the 12 children were delivered to the bowling alley, and then all the parents disappeared and left us with 12 children for 2 hours, and then came and picked them up. And it was brilliant fun. And yeah, so we did it, and that was cool. And our youngest and our middle one, their birthdays are a week apart. So one last week and one coming up this week. So on Saturday, we are doing another thing. But this time, just us as a family, we're going to go swimming in a wave machined pool with a slide. And yes, our middle one, whose birthday it is, if he stands surreptitiously on tiptoes, he will make the 1.2 meter height that he needs to be able to go down the slide by himself. So he's very excited, and hopefully, fingers crossed, that that'll go right, or he'll just get really grumpy. And the other side of the other thing we've done just is we have made a commitment, one of our first big commitments for our children, apart from bringing them up and having them live with us and all the rest of it, and actually having them and loving them, and anyway, is our eldest. We took to one of our local rugby clubs for the first time, and he did a bit of training with the kids there, and lo and behold, they said, yes, please, we'd like you to be on the team. And he'd never tackled before, and they coached him in tackling, and he did it, and then he played three games back to back and absolutely loved it, and now is begging to be allowed to carry on with it. And it's that they look at you and you just think, that's my Sunday morning. And when you only spend two or three mornings with your wife a week, and you know, have only a couple of lie-ins, if that, or one lie-in if you're lucky, then it's quite a big sacrifice in a way. But what can you do? You're a mum and a dad, and he's keen as mustard. It's not like we're dragging him there. He's absolutely keen as mustard. And so, yeah, we're going to go, and he's starting a rugby, starting to play for the team. And I just had lots of flashback memories of standing on the touchline watching my father play rugby and my brother and play rugby in Northumberland, and freezing, and at what my mum used to have to go through with all of us playing rugby at one point or another. I have no idea how she did that, but the clubhouse is quite close, and on this club we're going to, the clubhouse is quite close, so you can retire for a burger and a pasty and a cup of tea. So, yeah, next time I will go with some cash so that I can get a burger and a pasty and maybe take a flask. And, oh, blooming heck, it was cold. And I look forward to this week coming, because it's going to be even colder standing on the touchline in the middle of some godforsaken clubhouse. Anyway, it was brilliant, and he's loving it. And he's, as I said, what can you do? The other thing that I've been doing, I mentioned, I think, episode 15, that Still had got in contact with me through their PR agency and a few other bloggers, and they have now. I was able to pick up last week their new battery-powered chainsaw. And I should say, yes, they're giving it to me, and they gave me, when I went to pick it up, there was a bag full of PPE equipment, so a new helmet and visor and gloves and chainsaw boots and chainsaw trousers, all giving and not expecting to be returned. So this is and will be a review. I will do a review of the chainsaw. I actually already think it's quite good. I wonder how long it will last in the cold, the battery charger, and but they have given me the best battery, the two levels of battery. Look at me, I'm already starting to think about it. But they the chainsaw is for lightweight use, but I think it will have its merits. So I will do a review of it in the next couple of weeks. Look out for that. I haven't done it yet because I had the flu and it rained like the flood. So I'm trying to pick my moment. I will try it on some logs and see how I get on. But if you are still listening, dear listener, I am not going to keep the chainsaw. I am actually going to give it away to a randomly chosen person on my email newsletter subscription list, email subscription list. So if you would like the chance to win a brand new Stihl battery-powered chainsaw, they're just out on the market in the last few weeks, then please go to my website, thewooddaddy.co.uk, and sign up to my email newsletter. And that will give you the chance. I will pull at random a lucky winner. There you go. I'll have to do it once I've done the review, so before Christmas. So if you want the chance to win that, then sign up before Christmas. I am afraid that is only open to UK residents only. But please sign up to the email newsletter anyway for other giveaways that I might be able to do in the future. So there you go. That's my first sponsored thing. And it is, and the review is sponsored. So there you go. New territory for me on this Wood Daddy podcast. But all good. And long and may they all continue. So if you have a chance, please subscribe to this and subscribe and like and comment on the YouTube videos. That really helps me. It does. It's really quite hard being a stay-at-home dad, getting content out in a good quality, timely fashion. So, and I had no idea how hard it is, but I'm enjoying it. I hope you are. So now, go get some wood.